the Arab Nazis had much in common with the new Nazi doctrines. They hated Jews. They hated democracy. And they hated the Western culture. It became the official policy of the Third Reich to secretly develop the Muslim Brotherhood as the Fifth Parliament, an army inside Egypt. When war broke out, the Muslim Brotherhood promised in writing that they would rise up and help General Rommel and make sure that no English or American soldier was left alive in Cairo or Alexandria. While they obviously failed in this, it is a fact that Arab raiders caused continual problems for Allied forces. After World War II, the Muslim Brotherhood and its German intelligence handlers were sought for war crimes, as they were not considered regular military units. Following arrests in Cairo, captured Brotherhood members were turned over to the British Secret Service, who hired them to fight against the infant state of Israel in 1948. Loftus stated, "Only a few people in the Mossad know this, but many of the members of the Arab armies and terrorist groups that tried to strangle the infant state of Israel were the Arab Nazis of the Muslim Brotherhood. What the British did then, they sold the Arab Nazis to the predecessor, the OSS, of what became the CIA, soon to be headed by Alan Dulles. It may sound stupid, it may sound evil, but it did happen. The idea was that we were going to use the Arab Nazis in the Middle East as a counterweight to the Arab communists. Just as the Soviet Union was funding Arab communists, we would fund the Arab Nazis to fight against them. And lots of secret classes took place. We kept the Muslim Brotherhood on our payroll. But the Egyptians became nervous. Egyptian President Gamal Abdel Nasser ordered all of the Muslim Brotherhood to get out of Egypt in 1954 or be imprisoned, and we would execute them all. During the 1950s, the CIA evacuated the Nazis of the Muslim Brotherhood to Saudi Arabia, still a stronghold of the Wahhabi sect. Now, when they arrived in Saudi Arabia, one student was named Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden was taught by the Nazis of the Muslim Brotherhood, who had emigrated to Saudi Arabia. In 1979, the CIA drew fanatics from these Saudi Brotherhood members and sent them to Afghanistan to fight the Soviet Russians. "We had to rename them," said Loftus. "We couldn't call them the Muslim Brotherhood because that was too sensitive a name. Its Nazi caste was too known,"